But right now we have John Taylor with us to talk about the economy and what's happening locally as well as worldwide. He's, of course, with Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bill. Well, yesterday was another day of big swings in the stock market. I guess we just have to grow accustomed to that. If you just happen to look at where the market closed yesterday, you saw that it closed up 69 points. You think, well, that's a pretty good day. At one point yesterday, the market was down over 200 points. The swing from the high and the low during the day, 293 points. We do have some interesting news out this morning from a couple of retail companies, one of those being Best Buy. Of course, they're the country's largest seller of appliances. Their numbers not very pretty, revenue flat year over year. Their profits were actually down 22% year over year, same-store sales down about 2.8%. And they really blame it on weak U.S. demand, and the specific segments that were weak were demands for TVs and also for video game products. They did see a 9% increase in tablet sales and what they call domestic segment model, mobile computing sales. So at least a bright spot there somewhere. Yesterday I was asked by somebody what we could do individually to help the local economy, and I have one word for you. The word is meatloaf. No, I haven't lost my mind. This morning Cracker Barrel reported numbers, and their numbers were flat also, so we need to help out Cracker Barrel. It just so happens that their daily special for Tuesday, meatloaf and mashed potatoes, so you can help the economy by driving Elm and taking advantage of that. They reported sales that were down, profits down 36%. Same-store sales were down 1.4%. Their CEO says, quote, "We are not satisfied with our sales and traffic results for the quarter." He points out that the economy, weak economy led to weaker summer travel, which showed up in their numbers. However, even though the company showed weaker sales numbers and weaker profit numbers, they hiked their dividend by 14%, brings their dividend yield to a very attractive 2.5%. They also said they're going to buy back another $65 billion of their own stock. And one of the companies that has really been under attack the last few months has been Bank of America. In fact, Bank of America's stock is down almost 40% since the end of June. They announced yesterday that they're going to cut $5 billion in cost over the next couple of years. Unfortunately, that's going to come in the form of 30,000 job cuts. They say a lot of that will be accomplished this year, the rest of it by the end of 2013. They, of course, are the largest bank in the country in terms of deposits and also retail locations, and they're going to carve those jobs out of primarily their consumer products division. So not good news when we're struggling with jobs. And, of course, you mentioned that Congressman Womack is going to be on the air briefly. I just downloaded, haven't had a chance to read it yet, just now printed the 200-page document that the president submitted to Congress yesterday, the American Jobs Bill. I want to see what all's in there in terms of how we're going to pay for the bill. So I got 200 pages to thumb through this morning. Maybe I can make some sense of part of it and talk about it later in a week.
That'll be good, John, and we'll have a little meatloaf today.
Well, that's one way to help the economy, make yourself feel better at the same time. Good old comfort food.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Reach John by calling 782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.